Blog Talk Radio.
Live on air now, Psychic Zelda Kelly and Angel Ann. Psychic Secrets Radio. Real answers, real solutions, no fluff. Untangle your questions with direct and honest answers. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Psychic Secrets Radio Show with your host, Psychic Zelda Kelly and Psychic Angel Ann. We are a live call-in worldwide radio show coming live to you every Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are broadcasting today from New York, USA and Rhodes, Greece. If you haven't listened to us before, we are the show that discusses all spiritual topics, and we'd love to chat to you about any and all matters. Real answers, real solutions, no fluff, no kidding. Call in now at 563-999-3569. International callers may dial +1-563-999-3569. Call in for questions and free mini readings live on air now.
Hi, everybody, and again, a warm welcome to Psychic Secrets Show with host Psychic Zelda Kelly and myself, Psychic Angel Ann. We are so thrilled to be here with you. It's Christmas Eve. Isn't that wonderful? And today we have Saturday, December 24th, and tomorrow, Christmas Day, right? Oh, everyone excited, I know. And I'm coming live from Rhodes in Greece, and my beautiful co-host is coming live from, I think you are in New York. I don't know where you are ever, just like me, going around visiting people. No one can hold us at one place, can they?
No, that's right.
And today we are going to hold open lines for you, and we can see the board lighting up like a Christmas tree. That's a very fitting explanation today. And of course, we wish you a merry, merry Christmas. We take your calls for questions and free mini readings live on air, and we would really love to talk to you. So don't hesitate to call in and press 1 on your device so we can see that you want to talk with us live on air. You can call in once again here at 563-999-3569. 563-999-3569. International callers dial +1 before the number. And a little tip here from your host. If you call from out of country internationally, you can call with Skype. But I think you need to have either something you pay each month or Skype credit. But it's a kind of cheap solution if you can't call abroad, right? You can also listen live and text chat with us at blogtalkradio.com/psychicssecretsradio. And if you go to the episode page, scroll down, there is a chat room. So we are so happy to chat with you. Also, we take questions in the chat room as well if you can't call in. So we just love to interact with you, right? And let me bring on my co-host for Psychic Secrets Show, my beautiful, wonderful sister, Psychic Zelda Kelly, all the way from, and I'll let you fill in. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, but this beautiful, wonderful person couldn't show up today, so I'm here to fill in. How's that? I'm a little under the weather today, but I'm doing well, and I'm actually in Georgia visiting for the holidays, and I was supposed to go back, and for many of us here in the United States and in Canada, if you're listening, we are having some very frigid, bitter cold. Right now, just to give you an idea of where I am, it is -4 Celsius, which is about 25 degrees. Yes. And Anne, where she is right now in Rhodes, is 60 degrees. So we're all going to that's Fahrenheit, and 16 degrees, yes, Celsius. So We're all going to pack up and come visit you, Anne, because this cold, frigid thing. But I have to tell you, next Sunday, and of course it's Christmas Eve, next Sunday is New Year's Day. We have 1 week left in this year. I have to say, thank God. And it's supposed to be 65 degrees Fahrenheit where I am. And that's, I think, about 18 degrees Celsius for you, Anne. So we will be real close to where you are right now. Yeah. Yeah.
So, you're all welcome here. And that's very bold to say live on air,
you.
Right?
It is. That is. Don't give your address out. That's how that is. Yes.
There's a lot of room here, so I don't feel troubled by that. You know, this is the reason why I love to be here, because this is like a Swedish summer, believe it or not. So we can actually have 10 degrees Swedish summer day if we are unlucky. We can have 30 degrees, but that's hot for Stockholm, right? And
yes.
When I left Sweden, we had minus 13. I don't know how much that is. That's cold. That's freezing cold.
That's cold.
And I came to Athens, and that was 19 degrees plus. So I was sweating, I can tell you.
Oh, wow. Isn't that – that's nice, though. It's funny. That's nice. So very, very good.
Yeah, it is.
And if I could just say – something very quickly, because you're right, our chat room is and our chat board is lighting up like a Christmas tree. We love that. But if I can ask you all who are listening and calling in, if you have any background noise, please try to mute that, or please try to, because it really does interrupt our ability to read for you correctly, and it does interrupt other it does interrupt other listeners as well. So if you could please just note that if you're close to your radio, so you don't get feedback, please turn that down, and because we want to give you the best reading possible. That's what we're here for. So there you go. And we have someone in the chat who wants to give us an update. So we're going to catch up with this person later on. And that sounds really like a lot of fun. So, Anne, don't know if you have any more announcements, but I'm sure that you can come up with something there. Is that right? Or is that too early to?
Yes. Something very fast, because now today we didn't talk too much, but you know, we both, I have to bite on something because I love to talk, right? But anyway, last week, just a brief remembering what we talked about last week. We had open lines last week, but what did we talk about?
We did. I don't know if we really talked about too much of anything because we had so many people. I think we just really got into it pretty quickly. We talked about a few things. I think we reviewed a few things from the week before that, talking about, well, I don't know, I think a YouTube paranormal investigation. But we got into calls pretty quickly last week, and we had a lot of really great calls. We got through with everyone. So that's our goal this week as well, going into this final week of the year of 2022. Can you believe that? I was like, wow, these past 2 years have just gone, they have wings. They have just flown. It's been really something
else.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, the past 3 years, because they have been past three strange, weird, unusual years, right? So, but anyway, it's almost past. We are through it, I think.
Yeah.
That's what I feel.
I think so. I think I want to say this because we have a Mercury retrograde. For those of you who follow astrology, we have a Mercury retrograde, in Capricorn coming the 29th, and that will end, I think, around January 18th. I'll have to look again. That one, that is going to be a little – I'm not sure. Okay. I'm just going to say I'm not sure about that one. We went into the sign of Capricorn yesterday, 2 days ago, actually. And we have a moon in Sagittarius. And I think this week, I'm going to say people you may feel a little grumpier than normal. I mean, I have to say that because of the astrology. But we have some aspects this coming year in January and February that I'm not even sure have happened before. I have some astrologer friends, and I'll tell you, astrology is an exact science. I follow it because I think it's interesting. My hat's off to those astrologers that really come up with a lot of these. I guess my point is the aspects that are coming up in the beginning 3, maybe even 4 months of this new year of 23, nobody has ever seen before. And not been any written. So we're not really even sure how to predict those. We're not sure how to predict that. We're not sure how to read that, what's going on here, there. That's the odd thing about this. There's not any recorded. We can presume, I guess that's the best thing that we can do, you know. But aside from that, we also had a winter solstice coming in. We are now officially in winter, and this is a good time for all of you. And I want to say this, that coming through the solstice, this is a time where you can start planting seeds. And as far as growth is concerned, do you want to make more money this coming year? Do you want to have a new love? Do you want to move? Do you want to have a new job? Do you want to have a new career? Do you want to go to school? Those are the things that you set your intentions. Start writing it down at least 7 days or some, I'm sorry, 7 times a day. Yeah, and at least 7 days. And so you start planting those seeds, because what happens? We plant a seed, and then because of our intentions, the seed starts to grow. So that's great. And so there we go. And our fellow in the chat says, Aloha Jay says, 2022 was a cakewalk compared to what is coming in 2023. I don't know. I have to say, and I've looked and looked and looked, because you know I do these videos, and if you go over, you can find us on Facebook at Psychic Secrets Radio. You can't miss us. We're there. We post different things. We post videos. And if you want to catch these videos, astrology, I do the best I can. Anne does probably better than I do as far as that is concerned. But we're going to post whatever information that we have to help you have some guidance going into, all times that we need. But anyway, those are my little, that's my 2 cents worth. Thank you very much. Okay.
Oh, wonderful. So I just have one comment. I'm one of those very heavily affected. I'm not going to put in a lot of focus on that because I'm just laughing at it these days. It's just, you know, you just have to slide through. So my take on it is, because I'm affected, I don't get grumpy, but it becomes a little bit chaotic around me, and specifically when it comes to technical stuff.
Oh,
computers, phones, everything of that nature. So I know what I have to look forward to, but I'm going to try my best to work. I learned to work with the energy and not against it. And actually, Mercury retrograde also holds a very deep, if you want to look within and if you want to work with yourself, look at those things coming up. Don't resist them. Don't fight them. Look at them.
Mm-hmm.
And come to terms with them. Some things are not doable to kind of work through very fast. It's not a fast fix, right? But if we are aware, we can slide through a little bit easier.
Right. Well, I've had to learn to laugh. I literally have had to learn to laugh and say, okay, fine, we'll take our time, we'll get through this, okay, you know, and not feed into that energy, because all of these aspects hitting us all at the same time can really feed us. And I, if I can just have 2 minutes more, because I want to share this. There are many people out there that say, oh, I don't believe in astrology, I don't believe in that stuff. And that's great, to each his own. But I do want to tell you this. These aspects do affect us, whether we like it or not. And just as an example, when we have a full moon, we see and can see how bright that full moon is. We can see how the light of a full moon comes to the earth. And, you know, many of us put our crystals out in the moon and in the new moon and so many different things like that. But I also want you to think that when these other planets are aspecting like they do, their illumination, I'm going to say, also shines on us as well. That also comes on us, and that's how we can and are affected by the planet, whether we like it or not. Call it astronomy, call it astrology, whatever the case may be. But we also see how a full moon can affect us as the human race. And so that's why it's very important, I think, to know, okay, well, you know, just like if there's a real problem with Jupiter, you're going to have problems with plumbing. Mercury retrograde is problems with communication. You know, definitely I can pretty much always tell when something, anyway, so that gives you something, you know, if nothing else, as a hobby, as an interest, as maybe something, just look, because actually we've just had a new moon. So we're coming into Capricorn now. We're in a Capricorn time. We have a Sagittarius moon. We've had a new moon. We've had the winter solstice.
Oh my gosh. We have
a Mercury retrograde coming
up.
That's right. We've been hit. Yeah, we have a literal snowball of planets that have hit us right now. So that's an interesting thing that is coming. So I thought I would mention that for some of you, that because coming into the new year, I always believe we should be wide-eyed and expectant of good things. And as a human race, we are always going to have to put up with so good things happening. But coming into a new year, we have to set a positive intention and a positive aspect and strive to take the right road and strive to have the positive energy and use wisdom as though it was the wisdom of King Solomon. Those are the things I feel that is going to help us to get through this time, and especially coming into 23. The good thing is 2023, numerology-wise, adds up to 7, which is a very good spiritual number. So we have a lot to look forward to this coming month. But Anne, I got one more comment, and now you're going to know why this interests me so much, because I found out at a very, very young age, first of all, for those of you out there, I was born on the Ides of March. The year I was born, which I won't tell because I'm not so sure. I'm just going to say this. I went to kindergarten with God, okay? That's how that is, the year I was born. So I was born in between a solar eclipse, a lunar eclipse, and during a Mercury retrograde. So I came to this earth fully prepared to put up with planetary aspects. So there we go. So now I do know that you have announcements, my dear friend, and we can get to the board, because there are many, many who are wanting to talk to us. So there, I'll stop talking now.
I'm...
Just say stop talking, Zelda. So there we are.
So I'm happy that you are you came in with those. I think that you're very connected, and that may help you to see through. So that's a blessing. It took me actually a few years to get an understanding how I was affected by Mercury. But as we said, right, we can work through it. We are affected by the planet. It's kind of a fact. So anyway, I'm just going to move into announcements, and I'm going to make them quite fast so we don't need to do them at the bottom of the hour too, and then we just get into the queue. It's living up here.
It sounds good.
And here we go.
Psychic Secrets Radio, your psychic radio online. We are a live on-air call-in radio show bringing you spiritual topics every Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Find out more about Psychic Secrets Radio at blogtalkradio.com/Psychic Secrets Radio. Real answers, real solutions, no fluff. You may listen to replays of all our shows anytime. Keep yourself updated on upcoming shows, and you can always listen live during our shows at blogtalkradio.com/Psychic Secrets Radio. If you'd like to connect with Psychic Zelda Kelly at Extension 11 or Psychic Angel Ann Extension 16, we do phone readings, video readings, and text chat readings. You can find us at psychicsecrets.com, or you may call us directly at +1-888-695-5239.
Yeah, and just a very short update here. Today we are holding open lines for you, and we wish you a merry, merry Christmas, of course, and we are so happy. We are going to just jump in a very short bit here to start taking your calls. And our next upcoming show is going to be, as Ms. Zelda said, next Saturday, December 21st, on New Year's Eve, right? And we are going to have open lines for you and wishing everyone a happy new year. And this is a good time to start to set intentions if you haven't done that already for the next year, right? So that was everything from me. Are you ready, Ms. Zelda?
I am more than ready. I'm ready. Let's go.
Wonderful. Let's dive in. So we start with area code 780, area code 780. Hi, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Angel Ann and Zell. It's Jay calling from Canada. Just giving you an update. I'm Aloha Jay in the chat room.
Hi there. Hi. Yes, we'd love to hear your update, Jay. Yes.
No problem.
Yes.
I phoned you, I think, about a week ago regarding a job interview and things. And I had a friend who actually is very good at actually creating a really good profile or resume. We did my resume and took about 3 days to do it. But we got it in and just in time because they wanted to get a confirmation on the person who was going to get the job in a very short period of time. So I had to really rush it. So I did have a phone screen interview. I was one of the three out of the 23 that actually applied for the job. Three internally or two internally and I think about 21 externally. I think the person who got the job was an internal person because I think it was kind of rigged in a way, but that's where it's at right now. And I'm also just looking for another job right now too, so and probably something I'm familiar with. Instead of a managerial position, it'd be more of a parts thing. So that's where it's at. I don't feel let down. Can keep on moving forward, so I think that's what I got going for me.
Good. Well, I know, first of all, that this is a good move for you because you've got really such good cards here. I don't know what sign you are, but there
Aries.
Is definitely air. Okay, all right, because I was going to say you've got some air signs here. You've got a Taurus, and you also have an Aquarius. But it shows that now you will be having a brand new beginning, and it also gives an indication that, yes, this is a good move for you, a good thing for you. now that you know really what you had to go through, this gives you, I think it helps definitely to boost your confidence a little bit to know that you can actually have more screen interviews go forward. This looks like it's going to be very good. There is going to be, it looks like an offer, new beginning. You have definitely an ace here. But the biggest message here for you is follow your intuition. Follow that gut feeling that you have about these different things. And I think you're on the right track. I think you had to do this or go through this interview, but I do feel that this is really good for you. Anne, what do you say?
Hi, Jay. Hi, Miss Elda. I have the same feeling. I see work for you. They are showing me work, so it's going to come. And sometimes in the process, even though we feel that you didn't get this one, and sometimes we feel a little bit disappointed, right? But there's always something better coming, and they show me actually patience. They show me that I can't see road bumps or blockages for you, to be honest with you. It feels like, of course, it's never ever in real life going to be straightforward. There's always something that we need to do, and we navigate a little bit. But I see that you're going to conquer this. You're going to find something that's going to be great, where you feel I'm at the right place, and it's not going to take a long time, to be honest. So what Spirit does say is that when we not come through for something, there's something better coming. I don't say that to be nice. They always say that from the other side because they see better than we do, right? And they have a better connection in that sense, so they see a lot of things. So you are definitely on the right path, and what I see for you is your energies are excellent, and I think that something that you gained from this is that you did really work on your CV, you know? That's important. And it's going to be good. It's going to come along. So hang in there. I don't think
that
makes
sense
to you, Jay.
It does, actually. So I'm just just enjoying this, like, downtime, not really doing anything, no work or anything like that. I'm just enjoying the downtime because I just feel it's just enjoying these times right now with my friends and family. And, that's all we got now. So, I mean, you never know what's going to happen in 2023, like I said. But just enjoying this week and next week. So, yeah. It'll be great. It'll be good. I look forward to it.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Jay. Thank you.
Thanks
and
for calling.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy
New
Year.
Happy
New
Year.
Well.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
For the New Year, too. Enjoy the moment. That's all
thank
I got.
Thank you very much.
So.
Will do.
Exactly.
Thank you. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care.
That was a wonderful first call, right? It's always nice to
hear.
Yes, it
was.
And, yes. It doesn't always, you know, when we want to reach a goal, I just want to add this. We're going to reach it, but we can't think out with our mind how we're going to go and what exactly we're going to find many times. So it's going to look differently. We're going to reach what we want, but it's the journey towards it.
Yes.
Short or long, it's going to be different than we ever can imagine. That's my experience. What do you say?
Yes. Agreed. I'm with you. 1,000% agreed.
Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah.
Let's go to next caller. Area code 904. Area code 904. Hi, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Wendy, Florida.
Hi, Wendy. Welcome.
Hello.
How are you?
Thanks. I'm good, thank you.
So how can we help you?
I just wanted to know, I started a job on a fill-in basis, and I wanted to know, do you see it becoming something long-term?
Let's see.
Is it going to become something? Do you want to start, Miss Elda?
Well, I will.
What do you want me to start?
Because if you don't mind, I was shuffling for her, and that's why I was giggling, because as I was shuffling and she was answering the question, a card literally flew out, and it is the Nine of Cups, and it's the Yes card. So, yes, it does look like it will be moving forward into something more permanent as time goes on. That's what I'm getting. That's the best card that I can. Well, the other card, the next card is the Two of Cups, which to me means it can be definitely an offer, a negotiation, something coming to you, a reconciliation of no longer semi-permanent or part-time. It would be full-time. So that's what I'm getting. So very good. Miss Anne.
Okay.
Miss Anne, I'm going to give it to you.
Yes. Yes. I see in the past, it may have been feeling for you like you had there was a lot of competition, and that's a little bit logic what they are saying as well, right? Because it can feel like, okay, gosh, how am I going to get there? And I'm talking about the past now, right? But you are where you are, and I also had a sense that you're going to remain there because they want to keep you and you're going to continue. Of course, everything is up to our choice, so we can always say yes or no. But I have a feeling you want to remain. And I can't see anything that's going to be difficult or challenging or anything. It's like you left all those parts behind you. Doesn't that sound good? Specifically at the end of the year, right?
Right.
So thank you. Thank you. I hope it makes sense to you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you. All right. Merry Christmas
Merry
to
Christmas.
You and yours. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling. Okay. Let me see here. Let's go for next. Are you ready? You're always ready,
I'm
right?
I'm ready, my darling. I'm always ready.
Me too. And I think we are speeding on Gonzalez, both of us today, right? Good.
Yes, I'm trying to be.
So let's go to area code 678, area code 678. Hi, caller. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, it's Kathy calling from Georgia.
Hi, Kathy. Welcome.
Hi. Hi.
How are you? How can we help you?
I'm doing okay. My question is, I have a rent of possession to foreclose on my home. Do you see me being able to stop the rent and being evicted from my home?
I could. Selling your home, did I get that right?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, we hear you. Hello?
Okay. You may repeat my question?
Yes, please.
Sorry.
Oh, no problem. I have a writ of possession to evict me. I have a writ of possession to evict me from my home. So I'm trying to see if you guys see if I will be able to stop the eviction and still be in my home.
Okay. Now I understand. Miss Elder, do you want to go or do you want to go?
If you don't mind going first.
Yes.
Because I'm
absolutely
getting some info that I need to decide here what it is.
Okay. So, Miss Kathy, this is something that obviously is making you feel nervous and worrying and everything of that nature, right? But I do feel that there are very, very good possibilities that this can be sorted out so you can stay. I'm going to see if they are going to reveal a little bit more details around it. So this is something, maybe you need to talk to someone who are familiar with law things or something of that nature. And the basis seems to be about a choice that had been made that maybe wasn't the best. But sometimes, you know, it's no use of regretting anything. Things are looking as they are, and then we just try to manage and deal with what we have in front of us. I think also that you are, and that's logical, you are afraid of missing out here, that things are not going to go your way. But I do feel that with the right angle, taking the right action, I get a sense that you can actually, because the exact words I hear are that there are some good news coming for you, and that is going to be, it's connected to this area of your question. So I feel that it's going to start with some news, and then there's a little bit of work. I don't know if that means phone calls or interaction or something. You don't need to worry. That's what I hear. I feel that you're going to make this fall into place, and it's going to be sorted out. I don't know if that makes sense to you.
You said it's just going to be sorted out. Do you... Are they actually going to actually come to my house, or I'll stop it before they come to my house? Because I'm working on things as we speak.
Yeah, I don't see anyone coming to your house, actually. I don't see anyone coming to your house. It feels more like this can be sorted out through correspondence, and that includes talking over the phone, or you going to them, or emails and stuff of that nature. It feels like it's going to be a few times back and forth, but that it can be sorted out. So I don't feel they come to your home. I think that can be avoided for you. So let's ask Miss Zelda what she has.
Okay.
Miss Zelda?
Miss Kathy. I'm here, my darling. Miss Kathy.
Yes.
I'm seeing, and I have to go through this just for a second, I'm seeing this toss and turn, sleepless nights. But there is a gentleman who seems as though he's going to come, I don't want to say to the rescue, but I'm going to say to the rescue. It does look like he's a professional man. He may be a lawyer type, but I do believe that you're going to get it worked out before they come to your home to finalize in the eviction or the writ. I will tell you, you've got some different energy here, but you also have some great energy that it looks like an abrupt stop, an abrupt, not an end, because I think that you've tried to do a forbearance, it looks like, or you've tried to do something, and then unfortunately that wasn't working out very well. It looks as though you've climbed this mountain, and now you still can't rest. You've got a little bit of ways to go, but you're going to get this resolved. It looks like a resolve for you. You've got the Nine of Cups here as well, and that is a yes, a resolve. It's going to work out okay. It is, I'm going to say it's showing through wisdom and strength, and I think mentally strong, staying strong mentally. It looks like there are two solutions for you, but you just need help to put the solutions into place. Whatever, which one, I'm not so sure which one you're going to take, and we don't have the time to really get into that, but it does show, and the final message for you is, oh yes, it does show that there is going to be this opportunity of someone coming to assist you in stopping all of this, just stopping it so you can remain in your home.
So is that the someone that's helping me now, or it's going to be someone different?
I think it's the someone that's helping
me.
Because
he's a lawyer type.
Okay. I wish I knew his birthday, because there's a good chance that he's a water sign, but if not, he's a Taurus. He comes across as strong, bullish, no nonsense.
That's him.
Okay.
That's him.
Okay.
That's him.
Okay. So I think he's going to be the one that's going to be able to, I proverbially see him putting a foot in the door so the door cannot be closed. It's just kind of like he's stopping it and saying, oh, nope, sorry, nope. That's what I'm getting from him. Yeah.
We're hopefully we're writing now stops it totally. We're working on something now that'll be filed on Monday, so Tuesday.
It looks like you've got about 10 days to get this resolved, less than. So within this 10-day period, it looks like you're going to have this resolved.
In my favor, right?
Resolve would mean indefinitely in your favor, because it definitely looks like your lawyer is going to there's a negotiation and a resolve there. If I can just take a second more, there looks like there is a mistake here, and I don't know what that means. On your part.
You're absolutely right. It's a huge, it's so fraudulent, it's crazy, but we'll call it a mistake. They have no claim to my home at all. Let me just put it that way. No claim at all to my home.
Okay.
None.
Okay. So it looks like someone has actually taken the title to your home and claimed it as theirs. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. You're going to get this resolved. You're going to, and it almost looks like there's a government agency that's going to back up your lawyer. If that isn't happening now, that will be. So you're going to get this resolved. I do not see, I do not see, in fact, I don't even see the state of Georgia allowing this once they see that there is that, I'm going to say the proverbial F word involved. I think this is going to get resolved. And it's going to be, looks like within the next 10 days.
Wow. This has been going over about a year and a half now. When it's resolved, can I go as far to say that resolve, that then I'll get the deed put back in my name?
It looks like you're definitely going to have that happen, and it looks like recourse, being able to have some type of recourse. Get this done first, then your lawyer, there's recourse against this.
Oh my
group
God. You're dead on it, because after we get done with this, we're filing fat lawsuits. Fat, totally.
Go.
I literally have cheat.
Wow.
Because you've read it totally. Yep.
Good.
That's the next step after we do that.
I'm clapping. Bravo. There's one situation, and there's just one thing that I don't think that is being overlooked on purpose, but I think your lawyer is going to catch it. And that's going to be like within, if not, I don't think it's going to be weeks, hours. It's not even going to be days. I think it's going to be within hours. There's going to be this light bulb that comes off and goes, wow, there's something else here. And I want you to know that if you climb over this paperwork, I know you have, but there's something there, and you're going to find it. This is going to resolve for you, and I'm going to say it looks like I'm going to go as far as to say you're going to set case precedent, and it shows, and for anyone out there listening, title insurance and not lender insurance helps with this sort of thing. But I've got to say you're going to set a precedent. You're going to set a precedent, and these people – There will be restitution coming to you.
Oh wow! That you're to think, you make me feel so much better. You've read it very, very well. Because when you say restitution, I'm talking mortgage fraud and wire fraud.
Oh yeah,
and the deed fraud. I mean, it's it's a lot. So go ahead, ma'am.
I'm sorry, one more word that your lawyer may not have thrown out to you yet, but it is very clear right in front of me, and that is laundering.
I can see that too. I could see that too. He kind of said that differently earlier today.
Okay. Okay.
Because he's like their attorneys are funding this fraud, and it kind of indirectly it just says what you thought. There's some laundering is the best. Yes, he found some good stuff yesterday that we're digging into. So, and I just found something
so that's
also.
The light bulb.
That might be because it was a huge light bulb last night. Yes, because they made a
good.
Yes, that might be what
Very
happened
good.
Yesterday. Thank
good.
Anything
good.
Else you see before I let you move on? Because I am just, I am just trying to stay focused and try not
good.
To let the negative get in my head because I have to have a brain
That's
to
right.
function right now.
That's right. That's right. Just not giving in. I'm just going to tell you, and I think Anne agrees with me, you stay on the right track. You stay with this lawyer. This lawyer has got your back. He's fighting beyond the fight. And I'm just going to say that I do see you beyond winning. Please call us back and let us know how you are when you get this resolved. We'll remember you, Kathy. You just call us and let us know how things are going.
I will, and thank you so much. And LOL, because when you mentioned Georgia earlier, yes, it's so cold here. It is ridiculous. And I'm from Michigan originally, but I've been here over 20 years. I'm just like, I woke up and it was -1. My water could barely drip. I guess it was too cold in my house because I like it cold to sleep. But I turned on the water and stuff. Yes, we got one more day, and then we go back to normal. I'm like, this is insane.
Oh, good.
Insane.
Good.
It's cold.
Good.
So, yeah, we'll be back. But help someone else,
That's
you guys,
right.
and thanks so much for taking my call.
You're welcome,
Thank
Kathy.
You for
One
calling
more
us.
Thing. Is the initial M comes up very strongly. Where M as in Mike or M as in Mary, where does that initial M come through?
My mother's name is Mary.
I'm not sure. Keep that on the shelf. That may be significant, but we will let you go. And thank you so much.
Okay.
And we wish
you
all the best. Merry Christmas. And I hope to
Merry
talk
Christmas
to
you
soon.
Guys, too. And I
okay.
will,
Take
I will
care.
Get
thank
back
you.
In touch with you guys. Thank you.
Please do.
Thank
okay,
you so
thank
much.
You.
Please do.
All righty.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, what one can have to go through in this world, right? So I'm looking forward to hear back from this lady to see what
me too
how things are going
me
but
too.
You, you were so spot on it's kind of it gives me goosebumps.
Well, sometimes with this sort of thing it's like a floodgate that just keeps flowing and opening, and thank you for indulging this time. I know that everyone I know that everyone is praying for her and this resolution, because that is something you don't want to be going through at this time of year. So there we go. So anyway, okay.
Yeah, let's go to next
yes.
caller, right? So are you ready?
Yes. I'm ready.
Okay. Let's
I'm
go
ready.
To area code 646. Hi, caller. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, Zelda. Hi, Anne.
Hello.
This is Miranda. Miranda, hi. How are you? I'm calling from New
hi,
York.
Hi, Miranda.
Hi.
Welcome,
I spoke
Miranda.
To you a couple of weeks back. Yes, so nice to speak with you again. Yes, I'm calling about my house. I mentioned that my condo is on the market. It's been on the market for about a month. I've had a couple of offers, but they were lower than we'd like. And as of now, there are I think three interested parties. One guy that saw it very early on when it first hit the market, and he made an offer, but it was too low. But I think he's interested. He's just waiting for some activity or hoping that will come down. He's in the wings waiting. And then there are two other interested parties. One is a younger couple that's gonna whose mother is gonna help them. So the mother is supposed to come next week. Hopefully she'll come. And then there's another. The third party is an older couple looking for a pied-à-terre, like, you know, to use on a short, like every now and then when they travel. And so I'm wondering what you see in terms of this. Will one of these parties come through? Because I'm eager now. I want to get things moving. I have a house in sight.
Sure.
That I'd like to. Yeah. So what do you guys see around this?
Okay. Thank you, Miranda. Zelda, do you want to start, or do you want me to start? Same question as always, right?
If you don't mind starting. Yes, yes.
Absolutely.
If you don't mind starting, we're good. Okay.
So, Miss Miranda, I'm going to start. I'm going to look at them as three
okay.
options, right? Just to see the energies with one, two, and three,
mm-hmm.
as you mentioned them, right? So you remember.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm going to tell you how things feel. The first option, I get a sense that it's a strong energy around this. That was a couple too, right? All of them are couples,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. They're all
because
couples.
I see
yeah.
a strong, yeah.
yeah,
a strong woman and a very trustworthy, respected man. And I think that they are good people. They have the foundation to make it through. And I do feel that they are very, very, really sincerely interested in buying your house. So I feel they are an option. Then we have option two, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that. It's a little bit more airy. And when I say airy, it's like it's not as founded as the first option. But I feel
mm-hmm.
that they can make it happen. And I think that maybe it's going to stretch their finances a little bit. That's
mm-hmm.
just how it feels like. But I think they can make it happen if they want to. But they are not as secure as the first option, right? That's my sense.
Okay.
So let's look
okay.
at the third. And I feel that this is a relationship that maybe are the most emotional of all the three of them, even if all of them are good, right? They're not going to judge anyone, even if it sounds like it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling
mm-hmm.
that these people are these the ones traveling, because I'm seeing the world, like when they show the globe.
Yes, the third one wants to
oh.
have it as like a temporary home, like when they visit family and their children. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel that they are strong option too. So I would say you have possibility with all three, but one and three are the strongest one. And I'm going to
okay.
ask pretty straightforward, are you going to sell to one of these options? And I have a sense that you will actually. You will find your buyers within this group. They're all interested.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you're going to figure it out and you're going to see one of them, one option. That sounds dry when it comes to people, right? I don't know if
right.
it makes sense to you.
It does. Yeah, yeah. So we'll see. Hopefully, we'll see next week. They're supposed to come back. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
so
thank you. Thanks, Dan.
Yes, thank you so much. Let's see what Miss Zelda has. Miss Zelda?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Miss Miranda. The first cards that you have out is definitely
mm-hmm.
the home card. It came out. I loved it. Now, I'm getting different information than Anne, but
okay.
I'm going to say on the
mm-hmm.
same track, it looks
mm-hmm.
like you will be receiving, you're in the time frame now that you will be receiving an offer. So I'm going to say anytime between now and January 19th, it does look like it is a, not really a new beginning, but a continuation of life in general. I don't really know what that means. I think it's pointing to the third couple. I do believe it will be one of these three people, prospects,
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
whomever is going to, I think, first of all, the mother that is supposed to be coming, she looks like she's going to be delayed 24 to 48 hours in coming. That's number one. Number two,
okay.
whomever is coming
whomever is coming is going to be, it looks like an awakening is going to happen with them. Like, oh, wow, I didn't realize this was so wonderful. I didn't realize this feature of this condo. I didn't realize this. And that's going to be whatever it is that takes it to the next level. There's a lot of intuition wrapped around this. And I do see that there is money being offered and coming to you. And so I do believe it's going to, you will receive that offer between now and the 19th of January.
I see. Yeah, because even the older couple that's going to buy it as a pied-à-terre, I'm not sure whether they live out of the country or out of town. Like as a seller, we don't know too much information until they actually make an offer, and then you get a little bit more insight into their situation. Yes, yeah, so they're supposed to come back. Actually, their daughter came and saw it last week, and she shortlisted. Like, she saw a bunch of apartments and she liked ours, and she said, "Yeah, I'll have my parents come take a look at it next week." And the situation with the mom, she has to come back and see it for her son. And then of course there's number one, who's been talking to my agent all along. He was one of the first people to see it and liked it. And I just think he's just waiting in the wings. I think he's waiting for activity. And who knows, like if my agent says, hey, we have an offer, he may act swiftly and say, okay, I don't want to lose this. I don't, you know, sometimes it takes a little nudge. Yeah.
That's right. We'll see. I think that might be even the awakening. So there you go.
That might be the awakening. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I hope to, what was the home card that you were referring to? What tarot card is that?
The number four.
The four?
Of wands.
Yeah, the four of wands.
Four of wands.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Interesting. Wonderful. Well, yes. I hope to get an offer soon. I'm really hoping next week, because as I said, there's a home that I want, that I have my eye on, which looks really nice. So it'd be nice to get everything tied up.
That's right. That's right.
Well,
I know you're going to get
it
done.
Thank you. Oh, you're wonderful, you guys. I'm going to keep you posted, let you know, and I wish you happy holidays and all the best for a wonderful and fabulous 2023. Thank you both.
You do.
Oh,
thank you so much. Thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and a happy new year, brand new year, new beginning, right?
Thank you so much. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Let it be healthy and happy for all of us. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Thank you.
All right.
Amen. Be well.
Thank
Take
you.
Care. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. So I think we're going to make it today, too. We have really become Speedy Gonzalez, and I think that's good, right?
It is.
So,
it is. Very, very good. Okay.
Are you ready for the next?
I am ready. I am ready.
Always ready. Like a scout, right?
I'm a Girl Scout. There you go.
So let's go to area code 305. Area code 305.
Hi.
Hi, caller. What's your name and where you're calling from? Hi.
Hi. My name is Eileen, and I'm in Florida, South Florida. And it's chilly here, too, but not as cold as the rest of the earth, I suppose, but yeah.
Oh, my.
So I love you guys. You're very astute and you're very tuned in. And I've been, normally I travel every 3 months, and I'm feeling that next year I'm going to be traveling a lot. And there's a few things on my mind. My whole personality has been developing and growing, and my physical is changing. And I just feel like I'm going to be attracting the man that I'm supposed to be with for the rest of my life.
Oh, very good.
That's my intention.
Very good. Very good. From your lips to God's ear. There we go.
Yes.
Dan, do you want to go? Yes.
Absolutely.
Do you have a specific question, Eileen?
Well, I've been waiting 11 years. I guess that's the magic number. And actually since 2011, yeah, 11 years already. I also, there's two things, yeah, right? There's two things. It's regarding that, and being that I'm an independent individual, free spirit, he has to be on the same vibrational frequency as me. very spiritual, very understanding of life and God and why we're here and what we're not here for, et cetera, et cetera. So I've been not looking out there. I don't date. I don't go anything into that. And I know the way spirit works is that we'll come to each other, and that will be it as it to be. And I have a lot of work coming up for me, and I'm very excited about it. And my life is always all about that because of what I do.
Very good.
So I'm wondering if you sense anything like that coming up, because I should be meeting him somewhere in my field and when I'm doing my thing. I'm not going to tell you what that is.
Okay. Anne, do you want to go first or do you want me to?
Absolutely, I can go first and then you can go. Is that okay? So,
absolutely. Please feel free.
I basically asked for it a little bit further down the road, so to speak, from now and a little long period, not covering the whole next year, but covering a big part of it, right? So I think that, first of all, you're in for a beautiful change. And I love your numbers, 11 and 22. Both are master numbers. You had 11 twice because 2011 and then 11 years, right? And 22. Something is definitely adding up for you. And because it's like everything is a sign if you just look. Because even if I hope I don't sound strange now, but what we are seeing in this world is not really real. It's real on the other side where we really feel at home. This is just us coming as a journey. So everything is like if we pay attention, we can see signs all over the place. And they are being reflected from who we are within. And you have developed yourself very, very much when it comes to your spiritual path, and you feel very secure and you know. So you don't go into those traps that many fall into, right? Cycles of worries and things of that nature. So you feel very, very confident. And I get a sense that next year, first of all, it's going to be a mix of everything for you because you are in a transformation, also a change, and that is beautiful. So it's going to be some of your dreams are going to come into manifestation, not because they're going to fall into your lap, because you're ready to have them and you have worked for them and you have manifested and you have done your own work so that they can come to you, because we have everything, but we need to be open and receptive and also allow things to come and not doubt. And you don't doubt anything that's going to come to you. So I feel that first part of the year is going to be a little bit fast. A lot of things, maybe practical things that are going to change. And I also have a sense that there is actually someone. I feel that this person is going to come maybe springtime. And with springtime, I mean from March and forward. But I would place this maybe around April, May. Of course, timelines can always go back and forth, and so it's not something that is fixed, right? But I feel that it's going to be something that's going to be for both of you. He feels for me like he's not someone who sells for just about anything just to have someone. He's someone who wants a relationship to have substance, right? And meeting someone that we feel in alignment with also takes a little bit of maturity at a soul level from ourselves, right? But you both have that. And going back to the practical things of work, I feel that you're going to have a lot of things going on next year. I even see some traveling, to be honest with you. And there are good things coming. I feel that work is going to be the first part that takes off for you in the beginning of the year. And also maybe you decide to take a few more courses or studies or something so you can add to your arsenal, but it's not going to be a change of direction or anything. It's going to be something that adds to your plans. And it's going to be wonderful. I don't know if this makes sense to you.
Oh, definitely makes sense to me. I've been doing what I've been doing since I'm 8 and I'm 71. So I've had the path aligned out for me by God since I was a child, and I've just developed it, and I'm internationally recognized around the world, and that's why I travel so much. But I never know where I'm going to go until it comes to me, and then I get, I check in my solar plexus. I said, yeah, this feels right. No, this is wrong. Yeah, this feels right. No, this is wrong. And that's how I live. I live from inside out rather than outside in, which is interesting because I'm an artist. You know, I paint. So I'm working both realities. I'm working the intuitive, and I'm working the manifestation out in the field of color and illustration and bringing Gaia or Mother Earth or the Garden of Eden back to the cities. And that's what I do.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Nice. What an inspiration. What an inspiration.
Yeah, many different levels. Many different levels. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes, yes. No, you're quite all right. It's funny because when you first started talking and you said the 11, I pulled out the card that I always associate with 11-11, and that is the home card. That's number one. So that is definitely a connection there. I'm getting that you have a lot of healing energy around you. And I don't know if you have authored any books, but I do see that you're not only an artist. If you haven't authored any books, you certainly do have that talent. That's number two. Number three, I'm going to say, I wonder if you have a lot of water in your chart or around you. You're in Florida, but I mean a lot of water because your intuition is so so spot on. But I'm going to go really, really out on a limb and say that I think this new fellow, because I do believe that he's coming in, and March also resonates with me as being a particular month where it looks like spirit, God, however, cosmic unknown, whatever you want to say, is going to open that gate, and it will be a floodgate of opportunity, but that particular person is manifesting you.
Oh,
and that's
beautiful.
What's exciting. And I'm going to go even further on the limb and say, with all of this healing energy that you have, you're attracting, it looks like he's either going to be a Taurus or a Sagittarian. If not, he's going to have that energy because you've got a Sagittarian here, and of those fire signs, they say that the Sagittarius is like a bonfire, and I think you need that real crisp, bright, flamey energy. That's number one. And with the Taurus is a lover of beautiful things, and I think that would resonate also with you, whatever the case may be. And he may be, I mean, he could be whatever sign that God has assigned you. But I'm going to say that this next year will be the year that you find the love of your life. And there looks like a brand new beginning. And believe me, the sun, blessings are following you. The sun will shine again. I think it's very wonderful for you. So this looks fantastic for you, my dear.
I'm so glad you're validating that, because that's what God's telling me. And I have a Taurus rising, and I'm a Sun Cancer, Mercury Uranus conjunct at 9 degrees Cancer, right?
Oh,
conjunct.
Nice. Okay.
Right. Conjunct in my Sun, yeah. And Sag falls on my seventh house, so my past, you know, through life and all that, I need the adventure, because I travel and I hitchhike through Central America and I ride horses and I do all kinds of outdoor camping and things like that, and I have to be around people who speak the truth and know the inner voice and also ancient history, you know, knowledge and wisdom.
Very good. Very good.
So I will let you know come March. Yeah, come
Please
March. Because Pluto is going to be hitting my 10th house, right? It's going to go into my 10th house finally.
It seems like it's been standing still for quite some time, and I think a lot of these planets now are almost feeling like they're getting jump started back into better positions again.
Pluto is it's going to finish up in the Capricornian energy, right? So the whole thing about government and changes in the way America does things is going to shift because it's going to go towards Aquarius, right? And
yes.
the Mercury retrograde
yes.
in Capricorn is a lot of stuff is going to come out, revelation. Information is going to be spoken and things are going to be shown about how we have
Amen.
To go towards humanity and not towards black and white situations because we are not black and white people. We are one of a kind. We are all individuals.
Exactly.
So we all have to follow
yeah.
our own hearts. And that's where the Aquarian family is coming together and we're finding our own tribes and things of that sort are coming.
Wow.
Yeah, finally, we're bringing them to the surface. We're bringing it to the surface now because people can't go into denial anymore. Well, that's what
that's
I'm saying.
Right.
First, we have to
yes.
see all the junk and the garbage and the hidden agendas, and then we have to each choose. Do we want to continue to believe or do we want to say, no, that's not the purpose
yes.
of why we came here? So
exactly.
I do a lot of
Very
that
good.
Kind of speaking also for the healing, and also I teach people about eating the colors of the rainbow because that brings us to Mother Earth. You see, and that's what I put
exactly.
in my painting. So I do it in a circle of life. You know, I bring it in
nice.
Many different fashions. Anyway, I don't
what
want to...
What an inspiration you are.
Thank you. That's not my
yes,
North Northern Pisces. Northern Pisces, it's all about that.
There you go.
Well,
there
it was
go.
A delight, and I will treasure our conversation. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Us as well, Miss Ann.
Thank you
thank
so
you
much.
Thank you so much, and you be well.
Bye, guys.
Merry
thank
Christmas,
you,
okay? Bye-bye.
Okay, Merry Christmas. Bye.
All right, bye.
Merry Christmas. Bye. Oh,
great inspirational call.
Lady.
Yes. Yes.
Yay! You know, and no, I just loved it. So I'm sorry if I have to chase you. We need to move on. I'm sorry.
No. Chase me. No. We need to finish. That's fine.
Yeah.
All
we
right.
Have
wonderful.
Three callers and we have the intention of taking all three of them. So we have less than 15 minutes, right? Because we need
yes.
a few minutes to,
yes.
to wrap it up. So let's go for area code
out.
614.
Right.
Area code 614. Hi, caller. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Filson, and I'm calling from Ohio.
Hi, Filson, Ohio. I remember you.
Yeah.
Yep.
So wonderful. How can we help you today?
I would like to know, can you give me like a general reading for like how my next year is going to go?
Absolutely. Miss Zelda, do you want to start or do you want me to start?
If you don't mind starting, please.
Absolutely.
And then we'll go from there.
So, and Filson, we're going to try to, because we have two more calls after, we try to grab them too. We have like put ourselves into some obligation here. like being honorable, trying to get everyone before we end the show. So, but here's what I see. So next year for you, first of all, I feel it's going to be a very spiritual year where you are going to grow your senses more, meaning in a practical way in a daily life. You're going to see through a lot of things that you may not have noticed before. Sometimes that can make us feel a little bit uncomfortable, but it's going to be good for you because you can put two and two together when you are seeing through the illusion, right? And I feel that it's going to give you a big boost forward. I also have an archangel here with me to you. That's Archangel Haniel, and she's kind of an expert when it comes to growing your senses, your psychic senses and intuition and all of that good stuff. So she's connected to the moon. She's very intuitive, and you can call upon her when you want to. She's kind of easy to connect to. She's going to make some sort of sign for you so you can see that she's around you. Sometimes she sends columns of light for us, like showering us in light. That's Archangel Haniel, right? And we continue for next year. It's going to be renewal. It's going to be a lot of decision making, which comes from some sort of transformation as well, but it's not going to be something that feels heavy for you. It's going to be positive most of the time, right? It's going to feel like, okay, I've been longing for some changes here and they are coming along for me. So decisions together with renewal, that's a beautiful energy. Maybe you have been a little bit worried because in the past it feels like maybe things have been not coming along as you wanted or have been wanting. So like a standstill or things simply didn't come along. But it's going to be different next year. It's a different energy. And one can say that you planted the seeds in the past here this year, and you're going to reap some benefits for the next year. And just move along and trust your senses, because remember what I said in the beginning, your senses are heightened and you are growing them further. Sometimes just taking that step back before we make a decision and closing our ears for what everyone has an opinion we should do, right? That's going to connect us to ourselves and we can hear and then we can move forward. I don't know if this makes sense to you.
Yeah, it all makes sense to me. Yeah.
It all makes sense. Wonderful. Let's see what Michelle has.
Okay. I'm going to tell you, this is going to be a refreshing year for you. This looks like coming up, and I'm going to say, just really because of the world, the way it is right now, I don't read really any more than 6 months at a time, and most generally four, but what I am seeing a year in general is going to be refreshing. The one thing that I do see, I'm getting yes cards all over the place. The one thing that I do really see is that your financial house is going to go through a healing. And so your finances are going through a healing. It's going to be a year where it seems like you're going to be asking advice from several, not many, not on a daily basis. But I think that this is going to be important for you going into the future. I see a new beginning. I do see you feeling like you're finally getting control of your financial house, your job, your life, putting things back together, and coming out of this year and going into the next looks like it's going to be diverse, eclectic, fun. Of course, you're going to have to be dealing with everyday life and some serious things. And you'll handle that as though it comes, but I don't see anything like, oh my God, I just have to tell you this. I don't see any of that. What I am seeing is an offer of love. I don't know if you have someone in your life right now, and if you do, that relationship looks like it would be strengthening. If you don't have someone, then there is that offer of someone coming forward to you, and it's a new person. It's not anyone from the past. So that's what I'm getting from you, my darling.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. You guys have a blessed next year. I know you guys have a lot of callers to go through, so thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Keep us posted, will you?
Yes, I will.
Thank you so much. Thank you. All blessings. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, and we are looking forward to hear from you. Thank you so much. Thank you. So let's move on very fast here. Fast forward. I'm just kidding again. Area code 646. Area code 646. Hi, caller. What's your name and where you're calling from? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Yes, hi. Hello?
Hello? Hi,
yes,
caller.
Hi,
what's your name and where you're calling from? Yes.
This is Terry, and I'm calling from New York.
Okay. Area code 646, right? New York. I didn't hear your name.
Yes.
Do you have any background noise there? Because it's hard to hear you.
I do apologize. Yeah, I was in my car. Yeah, I'm calling from Manhattan.
Okay. So, and your first name, I didn't catch that. Sorry.
Yeah, do you see me going on any job interviews in the month of January or February?
Any job interview?
Not
so,
any job. It's
can
just
I please
some things that I'm getting resumes out for this week.
Absolutely. So, Miselda, do you want to start or do you want me to start?
I can start here if you don't mind. I didn't get your name, my darling. I'm sorry.
Oh, there's a lot of background noise.
I'm sorry.
There's a lot of background.
I'm on a bus. Yeah, I'm on a bus. Okay. I can try to hear you now. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
What was your question?
Your first name, please.
Oh, it's Terry. T-E-R-I.
Okay.
Terry.
Okay. All right. Got it. All right. Let me see. What about your job interview here? All right. So what I'm getting is, yes, it does look like you're going to be going through some job interviews in January and February. But it does not look like, I think you'll be getting a job offer by the end of January. You may not like it. You may go to another job interview in February, but I do see you gainfully employed before anytime between now and February 15th.
Oh, nice. Okay. That sounds excellent. I'll take it. I mean, you said I might not like it.
Yes. Yeah, very, very good, darling. I think, yes, I do think that that's going to happen for you. And I know that you're a very hard worker.
Yeah. It's just to get my foot into the door. That's fine. Once I get my foot into the door, I can always switch out after 6 months,
there
9 months. So it's just to get my foot into the door. Yeah, I already know that. I'm not going to pay them any attention, let them stop me. It's just to get my foot into the door.
Right, right. Miss Ann, what are you coming up with, my dear?
I have the same feeling. I guess the second month of next year, that's when things are going to happen, right? Being manifested also. So I see victory. I see that good news are coming. But everything, you know, for that to be manifested is starting earlier, right? But I feel definitely you're on the right path. And no, you may not be, it may not be that dream work, but it's going to be, you're going to like having it, and you need it, so it's going to be fine for you, and it's going to bring you some peace in your life and stability, and then you can, when time goes by, you can extend your tentacles outside and see what else you can find in the world for you, right? But it's a good thing. I feel you're going to have it too. Okay,
sounds good. I just need to get my foot into this door some way, so that's all. It's all right.
There you go.
But it sounds good.
Thank
there
you for
go.
Calling.
All right.
Merry Christmas to you, my dear. Take care, Terry.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, I'll let you guys know what happened. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. So let's see. We have one more here. We actually have two. I think we only can take one. We have area code 651. Area code 651. This needs to be a very fast one. Hi, area code 651. Hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Christiana, and I'm calling from Minnesota.
Christiana from Minnesota. Welcome. So how can we help you?
Yeah, I'm just wondering if you can pick up anything from the male spirit that's in my room, if there's a message.
If there's a message.
I know it's kind of quick, but...
Absolutely. So, Miselda, do you want to take that? I think that you're better than me. And
Okay.
You can grab it.
It feels that this gentleman is there to confirm either a heartbreaking situation or a heartbreak that you're going through, or being there. There's something about a broken heart around this. But it also shows that there is an enlightenment coming for you, like almost like, oh, gosh, I didn't even think of this, or, oh, gosh, this was something, or, oh, gosh. And so that's what I'm getting is that emotion of a broken heart. However, there's also this, you can make it, you can do it. Christiana, hang in there. Everything is going to work out okay. You're not going to falter. You're not going to fall. Everything is going to work out. And that's what I'm getting.
Okay. Okay. I get something small here, too. So, yes, in a different wording, but the same thing as Miss Elda, to be honest. First of all, this spirit is around you to help you recover. That's another way of putting it, right? That's the word I hear. And
yes.
It's going to be the end of difficulty. So you're going to come. It's like a transformation for you. You transform into something else, and that's going to be when you feel you can release the past and you can move forward. That's what I'm getting. And that is beautiful, too. So I don't know if this makes sense to you, Christiana.
Yeah, it does. It does. It does.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. We are so sorry we needed to just do it very quickly, okay? Thank you
so much
for calling
us.
Please keep us updated, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And keep us updated if you want to. Thank you. So, Miss Elda, we have 4 minutes. So I think we need to actually wrap it up, right?
I do think
we have
so
to leave
as well.
Someone here. I'm so sorry. But anyway, so I'm going to be very fast here. So on today's show, we have been holding open lines for you. We love to do that. We love to interact with you. We love you all. And we wish you a Merry, Merry Christmas. If we didn't get a chance to take your call today, please call into our next show. Our next upcoming show is next Saturday, December 21st, last opportunity of the year, right? With myself and Zelda. And we will have another show with open lines for you, and Happy New Year. So we go live 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as usual. And just a few more very short announcements here. Here we have.
You may listen to replays of all our shows anytime. Keep yourself updated on upcoming shows, and you can always listen live during our shows at blogtalkradio.com/Psychic Secrets Radio. Find us at psychicsecrets.com for personal readings. We do phone readings, video readings, and text chat. Connect with Psychic Zelda Kelly at extension 11 and Psychic Angel Ann at extension 16. While you're on the Psychic Secrets website, I'd like to invite you to read the blog, visit the horoscope section, and listen to Mystery Manor recordings and Laws of Attraction episodes. You can also find us on Facebook at Psychic Secrets Official.
And we have a Facebook page. It's called Psychic Secrets Radio. You can find us over there too. So now, my beautiful sister, your turn.
Well, I just want to say, if it weren't for all of you, we would not be here, and we love coming to you. And this is a very special time for us. We have been featured again with Blog Talk Radio, and we wouldn't be that if it weren't for you. Our next show is December 31st, which is next Saturday. We've got 1 week left, and I'm wishing each and every one of you the best week of the rest of this year and going into next. Well, I guess we'll see you next year, but have a wonderful and beautiful, very blessed, healthy, wealthy, prosperous Christmas. And I guess we'll see you next Saturday. Thank you so much, and be blessed. And Miss Anne, it's up to you now.
Yes.
Finish us out, my darling. Yes.
Thank you. I wish everyone the best holidays ever, the best end of a year ever in history for everyone. And love, light, peace, and joy to all of you. And we are longing to meet you next Saturday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Psychic Secrets Radio Show today. We love having you here. Don't forget, you can reach us directly at www.psychicsecrets.com. Psychic Zelda Kelly, extension 11, and Psychic Angel Ann, extension 16. Join us next week when we'll be back with more interesting topics to discuss. Have a great week. See you next time.